course, she was beating the government, I guess. Just as you were telling about the relief checks, a lot of people feel that if they can beat the government, that's all right. It's some sort of a game. It's like the never drying well.
And they just don't. They don't realize where this money comes from, surely.
Oh, say, when you were milking cows, if you ever did, what did you tell the cow to get her leg out of the way?
Never told her, just pushed her.
Just I know some people have told me they said heist.
No, sit down to milk and want to move leg, just push on it.
What do you call this, let's say somebody wants to lift something heavy and they use a block and tackle. You say they're going to do what to it?
Hoist it.
What were the first settlers here called?
Gee whiz, I don't know.
Were they boomers?
No, I don't think the people that settled here was called boomers. The people that settled the state when they had come into statehood and they had this run up here, they were called boomers.
That was the early run, though. Is that right?
No. That was long after we was here.
I have a little trouble in these transitions from place to place.
See, my folks, my father came here in 91. And mother came the same year. And of course they settled all these farms here. We didn't have too awful many people here, man. I'm telling you, it was 10, 12 miles apart, you know, when...
What would you call the man who worked for wages on a farm?
He's a hard hand.
And if you cooked eggs boiled eggs for 9 minutes, you'd say they were...
Hard-boiled.
If you took a piece of wood out for a marker and drove it in the ground, you'd say you'd put in a...
Stake.
Did you use such a thing as a stob?
That's a... I think... Well, it would be a stake if it would be on a piece of land that you was marking off. But if you just drive a piece of wood in the ground, that'd be a stob. Or like you're staking down a tent, that'd be a stob.
That's a stob.
Yeah, that's a stob too.
If you hear a bird that has a nice song and you want your husband to hear it, what would you tell him to do?
Listen
to
the bird. And I did that yesterday morning when the mockingbird began to sing it for.
Well, I heard a mourning dove.
They've been talking early in the morning for about 2 weeks now.
These mockingbirds are pleasant.
They're doves. I just
pleasant
love
them. You get used to them. Until
they
get
on
to
our
them.
Area, you know, and they just whistling. I just love them.
What do you look in the morning? When you get up, you go in the bathroom looking at...
Oh, I usually put my hand over my skin, you see, in the mirror.
Let's see, if we have some men here, how many would this be?
Have some?
Yeah, this would be... How many men?
Be more than one.
One man, and this would be... How many?
Seven men.
Let me ask another question. How high were the ceilings in your house out at the farm?
They were 8 feet.
12 in a dozen, subtract one.
11.
Add two.
13.
Add one more.
14.
Add six.
And what?
Add six.
20.
Add seven.
27.
Add three.
30.
Add 14.
34.
Add 40, 10.
Yeah, be 44.
50 and 20.
50 and 20 is 70.